Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
FM 104's Select Irish with Louise Ty.
Select Irish on FM 104, and I'm joined by Brad Heidi. Hello.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. How's your 2023 been?
I can't believe it wasn't butter. It was so good. 2023 was amazing. Ups and downs, smiles and frowns, loads of tunes. It was all good.
You had a great show in the Grand Social only a little while ago.
It was amazing. My first time crowd surfing. Amazing.
Yes,
yeah,
I was underneath that. I was terrified.
Were you underneath?
I was underneath.
Jeez, you might have got an elbow. I'm very sorry.
Almost. I was more afraid of you falling off the stage. That was my concern.
I don't know. I had a lot of faith in the people. I kind of, you know, I don't know. There was something there, you know.
Yeah, it was a great show.
It was amazing. The sound was good and the food was great. The hospitality and the crowd were insane. So, I you know, what can you ask for, like, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I've also seen you out busking quite a bit on Grafton Street.
I've been doing loads. I made a plan that I was going to go up every weekend. So I was going to do Friday, Saturday, every weekend, get all the content bits of all the crowds.
Yeah.
And just, you know, create a bit of a buzz and just play live, because I suppose that's what I've always done and that's what I love. And, you know, people seem to love it, like, so it was cool.
And it's quite nice because you get a new audience every song almost.
Yeah. I mean, there was one point, like, they nearly, like, the security nearly told us to stop because they were like, you know, the crowds can't move left or right or back and forward, which was mad. And that was nearly every Saturday. Like, it was just like that, which is amazing, like, you know.
Yeah, that's a good complaint.
It was a great complaint. It was amazing. The weather was good, so, good. You know.
What has been your favourite memory of the year?
My favourite memory of the year was probably Billy Joel, Hyde Park, 60,000, mad
wow.
Show. Just a real kind of, you know, sitting back home after the whole thing and supping a coffee and just being like, what's going on?
How do you prepare for something like that?
I don't know. I think I've always kind of been prepared for that anyway, because that's kind of what I'd, you know, I suppose all artists, we're all kind of striving for something, but that especially is something I've always been looking forward to and hoping it was on the cards. So I was just really, really buzzing, to be quite honest, like, you know.
And then looking ahead to 2024, what do you hope to do?
We're going to switch up the game.
Ooh.
And with some new songs, new style. We have one track that Ed Sheeran's mixing engineer is actually working on me with next week.
Nice.
And then we have a series of songs that are very different to my usual genre, but they hit like a train, and I'm hoping people like them. So,
how do you work on something like that? Because obviously if you're doing what you normally do and then you want to switch it up, is that quite difficult to do?
I suppose it's all up to the people, like, because you can kind of... You know, you're giving them all of this kind of sound that you are, but also I think people change very quickly, and it can be very easy to get stuck in the same sort of thing for years.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas I listen to a lot of various different stuff. I love to create loads of different things and things that are very different to what I used to. So I think I'm just happy to express that with the people and hope that they connect with it, like.
Yeah, and it's fun to be able to just be creative and just enjoy it.
Well, that's it. Like, we have a ball in the studio. We're always chasing the whole soundscape of what we make, and the main thing is sitting back and going, are we proud of this? Is this something that we can sleep, like go to bed and sleep at night and say, this is what I'm should be, and this is me as an artist. So like, definitely looking forward to what 2024 has to bring, and you know, we'll do all that we can and keep going, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So who have you been listening to this year?
I have been listening to Jordan Adichungi, and wow, what an amazing dude. Amazing sound, and something I don't think that this country is sort of, especially an Irish artist anyway, has kind of brought to the table. And, you know, he's blowing up on the gram. He's doing his thing. It's really cool. It's very fresh. And I just love it. So he's been on repeat for me.
Excellent. So you have a lot coming in 2024. Where's the best place people can keep up to date with everything you're doing?
I would say Instagram, just because I feel like it's... I just kind of post random things on there. And, I just don't know. I think I'm a bit of a weirdo. I kind of post random things on Instagram. And there may be just a pop-up show or something, like, I don't know.
Ooh.
And maybe clips. Some evenings I'll just, like, post, like, a 10-second clip. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get really embarrassed and take it down. but also, you know, I don't know. I'd say Instagram, yeah.
Excellent. Brad Heidi, thank you so much for chatting
Woo!
To us.
So good to chat to you. See you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.